Now it's time for the Southern Cross with Kendall Hutt.
It is indeed time for the Southern Cross. Are you there, Kendall?
I am indeed.
How are you going?
Good, thank you.
That's good. So the first story that we're talking about today, the AUT Pacific Media Centre ran a story about a Pacific-wide study trying to understand how journalists cover climate change.
Yeah, so this new study is occurring over the next 2 years, and it focuses on journalism's role in democracy amid cultural, economic, environmental, political and technical changes in the Pacific. And the study is focusing on data gathered from the University of the Pacific's 12 member states, and it is focusing on climate change.
And so when you talk about how you cover climate change, what do you mean?
So the study is trying to understand how journalists in the Pacific cover climate change so that they can identify any potential holes in their coverage and introduce better training to obviously amend those holes in terms of focusing on climate change more as a media issue rather than a scientific issue. So in terms of improving coverage of climate change as opposed to, you know, clearing up the science.
And so where specifically in the Pacific is this study targeted?
So this study is targeted at the University of the Pacific's 12 member states. Samoa and Tonga have already been completed this year, and on the way, Cook Islands, Fiji, Kiribati, the Marshall Islands, the Solomons, Tuvalu, their data is being gathered, and it will be sort of ready by the end of the year. Obviously, this study is across the next 2 years, so the other remaining four countries will be covered.
Great. And so the next story we have is about thousands supporting Indonesian petition to repeal a blasphemy law. Can you talk about that?
Yeah, so change.org petition exists calling for President Joko Widodo in Indonesia to immediately repeal Article 156A, which concerns religious blasphemy in the criminal code. And 10,000 people have signed this petition, and this all comes in light of non-active Jakarta Governor Ahok being sentenced to 2 years in prison for defaming a religion last week. And the petitioners have stated that the conviction shows that the article is used to judge someone's beliefs and ideas, and obviously this has come about following Ahok's September campaign speech, in which he invoked a verse from the Quran criticising arguments of those who suggested that Muslims could not vote for a Christian leader. He is the first Christian governor in Indonesia in the last, Christian governor in the last 5 years.
And so this petition is specifically urging the president through the minister to push legislators at the House of Representatives. So why is that?
Obviously, you have a law which the petitioners say is being used to target someone's religious beliefs and ideas, which is worrying when we consider how important freedom of speech is in today's highly tense environment.
Absolutely. And finally, Timor-Leste journalists are facing jail time for defamation over criticism of the Prime Minister.
Yeah, so two Timor-Leste journalists, they're facing jail time, and the International Federation of Journalists, the Media, Entertainment and Arts Alliance, and also the Southeast Asia Journalist Union, they've condemned this action, and they're encouraging the government to withdraw these charges and guarantee Timor-Leste's press law. And this is because the defamation charge comes in defiance of this piece of legislation, and it also risks the media freedom status, because defamation should not be addressed under this penal code, but under the press law. And this is what's not, and this isn't what is happening, which is very concerning, considering these two journalists, Oki Ramondos and Lorenko Martins, from the Timor Post, they published the Prime Minister's right of reply back in November. And from there, this has advanced into a defamation case just because these journalists were doing their job and reporting the fact that the now Prime Minister, in his capacity as an advisor to the Ministry of Finance, recommended a winning bid for a project to supply and install new computer equipment in the Ministry of Finance building. So you have, obviously, journalists doing their job and reporting as the fourth estate on what the government is doing. And these journalists are ultimately being punished for this under the wrong law.
And so if they are convicted, what kind of precedent is that going to set?
These journalists are facing prison time of up to 1 year. Defamation under the Penal Code carries a sentence of up to 3 years imprisonment. Obviously, this is setting a worrying precedent when you have governments persecuting journalists under criminal law and not press law. And obviously this is all alleged, and that is really concerning.
Absolutely, Kendall. Thank you so much. We'll talk to you again next week.
Thank you, Amanda.
That was the Southern Cross.
That was...